Hello and welcome to the Checkpoint Reach podcast. I'm your host Luke Eldon, and today I'm joined by Sud. How you doing, mate?
I'm good today, mate. Not too bad. It's the weather's not great, but you know.
Oh, such is life, mate, in November. October. Know? Yeah, still in October.
No, we're still in October for now. Yeah, just about.
Just wishing it's November.
Yep.
I'm closer to those next-gen consoles, mate.
Exactly. Not long now.
I know.
It really isn't long. So, it's just, you know, a question of waiting now, but my excitement's building now. It's definitely starting. I'm like, yeah, they're coming now.
Same.
You know, so.
It's gradually getting there. Like a kid at Christmas.
I feel like we need it. Like, when I play games now, I just feel like, you know, the loads are so slow. The games are... But you know what I think, though, now? It's like, the more time that goes on, you start thinking, oh, yeah, well, you kind of need these new consoles now. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. Like, games are not looking as good. They're running worse. And it's like,
yeah,
I just want them
next-gen
load times.
Yeah, I'm excited for the next-gen.
Definitely.
That is, as you might have guessed by the title already, what we're going to be talking about, because this is very PlayStation heavy. But before we get into the topics, make sure you subscribe and give this video a like, as that'll help the channel to grow, and we really appreciate it. But yeah, let's jump into the first topic then today, and that is on PS5. As many pre-orders made in 12 hours as PS4 pre-orders in 12 weeks in the US, which is a crazy stat.
That is.
Yeah, so this comes from an interview from Sony CEO Jim Ryan, talking to Reuters. He wouldn't talk about any specific numbers, but he did go on to say that the pre-orders have outsold, basically, the pre-orders of the PS4 in the first 12 weeks. And for some context, I guess, to that, the exact PS4 pre-order numbers aren't known, but we know it surpassed 1 million pre-orders worldwide by July 2013, which is 4 months before the console's launch, and over 1 million PS4s were sold within the console's first 24 hours after launch. So if the PS5 pre-orders numbers in the first 12 hours match the first 12 weeks of PS4 pre-orders, we wouldn't be surprised if the PS5 pre-order number is nearing past 1 million in the US.
And that's just in US as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking the PS5 pre-orders just in the US have matched worldwide PS4 numbers in 24 hours.
It's absolutely crazy.
That's pretty mental. Now, he obviously didn't give statistics for the rest of the world, but I think you can pretty much double that, can't you? I would assume, for the rest of the world, at least.
I'd guess.
You know, Europe's a massive market for them, Asia, sort of South America, things like that. So them combined, I'd say it probably at least, probably 2 million maybe.
Hmm.
Maybe. I mean, maybe not quite, but it'd be close to that number, and that's a ridiculous number, to be honest.
Like, yeah, that is crazy, man.
It's weird, isn't it, as well, because you think with how well the PS4 sold, you think maybe there'd be a slight downturn this generation where it's like, oh, maybe the PS5 will be a bit soft. But
and given the current pandemic.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't seem like it. It seems like people are, you know, eager for these new consoles. It seems like, you know, I mean, it has been 7 years, I guess, so 7 years is a pretty long console generation.
It is.
You know, I mean, I know last gen was around the same, wasn't it? 7 to 8 years. But before that, it used to be like only 4 or 5 years, didn't it? And then there was a new console. But they're getting longer now. So I think people are getting hungrier for new stuff quicker.
The next gen. Yeah. I certainly am. Oh, well, yeah. There you go.
There you go. Said at the same time. So.
Yeah. No, mate, these numbers are crazy. I don't know what sort of numbers I expected. I thought they would do well, obviously. But these sort of figures that are coming out, or speculated anyway, at least, they're just insane, man. They're insane. I did not expect people to go out and be pre-ordering as heavily as they did, and I'm just really glad I got one now. But yeah, then again, this doesn't account to worldwide from the article that we're reading, but man, I am glad I managed to get my hands on one.
Yeah, I think he also does go on to say in that article that, you know, there'll actually be more PS5s available than PS4s around the launch, which I don't know if I believe or not, because it seems ridiculous. Like, unless they're, you know, obviously planning to manufacture quite a few in the next, you know, get some shipped out for launch in the next few weeks, which I assume they are. But I don't know. It just seems like, it just seems at the minute, like, I can't imagine there being any consoles available. Obviously, maybe there will be a few, but
yeah, it seems like there's going to be a shortage.
You know, it's, he says more than PS4 at launch. Now, I didn't get a PS4 at launch, so I can't really remember whether I saw them or not.
Same.
at launch, to be honest with you.
Feels like an eternity ago.
You could... Now, with Xbox One, obviously that was a less popular console at the time. I do remember that not being that hard to get.
We,
I feel like that was available pretty easily.
Us and our friend group managed to get it. We got it pretty easily.
Yeah. I don't remember having to be in like a queue on like whatever website for like 50 minutes.
But then again, are you surprised? Because you remember watching E3 whenever it was, 2012 or whatever it was? I can't remember now off the top of my head. But me and you literally stayed up watching that together, and then we're putting on Twitter like, rest in peace, Xbox. That was atrocious. And then we bought one.
Yeah. I mean, that is true. I mean, you know,
but that is because of friends as well, isn't it?
Yeah,
that,
I mean, in hindsight, I probably would have gone back and got a PS4 at launch, I think. But, you know, I mean, it didn't work out too bad in the end. I got a PS4 the next year, and I've enjoyed it this generation, so it's been good. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like, I still feel like, even though he says there's going to be PS5s available, I don't know, I wouldn't be chancing it. Like, if you get a chance still to pre-order, I'd do it. I wouldn't like think, oh, I'll just wait till launch day.
Oh, I'd definitely be getting it pre-ordered if I could. A few friends of ours that have been talking to me about it and asking about the PS5 because they didn't pre-order. And I was asking Dear Simpson that it would be really difficult for them to get their hands on one, to be honest, when it launches. And they're going to try. So, you know, watch that space and we'll be able to report. Was there actually more than PS4 at launch?
I feel like you're going to struggle to get one before Christmas now.
Same.
I feel like it's going to be next year if you want to get one now. Even if, because I feel like even if you pre-order now, are they going to be available at launch? No. No way. So maybe be just before Christmas if you pre-order now, but I don't know anywhere that is doing pre-orders or has done since we got ours. I mean, so I think it's going to be a struggle. And look, I mean, the console's clearly going to be popular again. I mean, you know, we were thinking, weren't we, with the resurgence of Xbox, is this like a bad sign for Sony? But I don't know. It just seems like, because I do think Xbox,
otherwise.
Well, I don't necessarily think Xbox are going to suffer because of that. I think I actually predict that Xbox will have better sales as well this generation than they did last. I just think that people underestimate the power of Sony and their brand. The play, not even Sony, is it? It's PlayStation. Really.
PlayStation, yeah. And they've got the market share.
They've already got a big user base. And I think it looks like it might even expand this generation. So,
see, the thing I always pose is, if you were a PlayStation player, whatever terminology you want to use, and you have been through the last generation, what really is going to make you swap? The Bethesda acquisition might make you more interested. Game Pass might make you more interested. But is it enough to sway you completely, considering how good the generation was for the PS4? I don't know.
I think my prediction on what's going to happen is I think that Xbox Series S is going to get a lot of sales.
Well, it's still you can still pre-order it though now.
What I mean is though, I think they'll start mass producing more because apparently it's not been produced as much as the X, has it? There's not as many at the minute. But I think come next year, I just think over time that S, as games come out exclusives, it'll pick up. I think it'll be a lot of people's secondary console. To the PS5, and maybe like if you get a Switch or something like that, maybe a second console to that as well. Because I just think maybe it's even part of Microsoft's strategy to be like, well, okay, we know a lot of people are gonna have PlayStation as their main console, but here's a Series S, you could have this as your secondary console.
Well, it appealed to us. I mean,
look how
well
it worked for the Switch.
Yeah,
by the way.
True.
Because how many people only have a Switch and nothing else? Not many, I don't think. You know, most people that have a Switch already have an Xbox or a PlayStation.
Yeah, feels a bit different though with like Xbox and, you know, PlayStation. To have a secondary console, but it has appealed to us too because we've both bought an S.
Yeah, I mean, we've basically done what, if that was the strategy, it succeeded with us too.
Yeah,
because we kind of like, I mean, a lot of it, to be fair though, I would say if we didn't, this is a good question for you. If you did, if all your friends were only on PlayStation,
I wouldn't
would
buy
you
an
even
S.
have bothered? That's what I was going to say. No. Would you have even bothered?
No.
Maybe a few years down the line, you might have bothered if there was exclusives you wanted to play, but you wouldn't have got one at launch.
See, you know, in my head anyway, I've decided that the PlayStation 5 is going to be my single-player console, and my Xbox Series S is essentially going to be my multiplayer console.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the big single-player games, you'll obviously play on the PlayStation, and then, I don't know, games like your FIFAs or your CODs.
Yeah, CODs and all that.
Yeah. Yeah. So, just to make it make sense.
Yeah. Well, I think a lot of the times as well, to be fair, buying consoles, it what dictates it is usually where are your friends as well. Mm. Because let's be honest, we touched on it before, we bought the Xbox One because what, all our friends were getting the Xbox One? I can't think of anyone who was switching at the time.
No.
Because we were 360 players. Yeah.
We ended up being like, yeah, we'll just stick with Xbox.
But because you don't want to be on a... Well, some people might, to be fair, but I don't want to be on a console where it's just lonely and I've got no one on there. And I check, like, you know, your WhatsApp groups and everyone's like, yeah, you're coming on to play, whatever. It's like, yeah, I want a piece of that as well.
I think it's slightly different for me in terms of, like, if like you weren't getting a PS5, I wouldn't have cared that much. I still would have got one, if that made sense.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you know, it's nice to get the S to play the odd game. You know, I don't know when Halo comes out or something, or, you know, the next Gears, or, you know, I'm sure we'll all give it a go and play it. So it'd be nice to play games like that, you know, with mates and
100%.
Or whatever game it is, you know, because I guess they'll just be random games on Game Pass where it'll be like, oh, do you fancy playing this or something, you know, or
yeah. And Game Pass is such a good
platform. That's another reason, isn't it? We've got to say that's another, probably not the main reason, but the secondary reason why it's worth getting one of these consoles. Because for $11.99, you're going to be able to play all these games. I mean, it's not even $11.99. You know, the Ultimate's $11.99. If you just want the normal Game Pass, it's £10, isn't it? So, you know, I think you think about when the next Elder Scrolls comes out, the next Fallout, the next Wolfenstein, Doom games, you know, Halo, Gears, whatever it is, you know, there's going to be a lot of games to play on Game Pass, and there'll be random third-party games on there as well. There always is, isn't there?
There is.
So it's worth it even for that, to be honest.
Yeah, it's good value for money.
So, and for me, for two, we paid £250, didn't we, obviously?
Yeah, £250.
So that's a steal, because, okay, it's not going to be as powerful as the X, but, I mean, especially for you, you're going to notice a big difference from the original Xbox.
The OG Xbox has lasted me a long time.
I don't feel like I need a Series X because... You know, I'm going to have the PlayStation 5. That's going to be the game where I want my graphical fidelity and all that, you know, on the big AAA games. You know, on Series S, the games won't look quite as good, but they'll still run really well. Because
mm-hmm.
we know the Series S can do 60 frames, 120 frames per second. So it's like, you know, they're not going to look as good, but they'll still play nice. And that's the main thing, I guess, isn't it?
Yeah, that is the main thing. And, it'll be really interesting to see what these sales figures do bring out, though, with the PS5 pre-order going back to the PlayStation side of things, because, it's essentially our second topic, but it is merged in with the first one, because Sony is aiming to shift more than 7.6 million PS5 units by the end of March 2021. And this actually seems like a plan that they might, a target that they might hit.
I think it's going to depend on can they get enough. I don't think it'll depend on, if there was like, you know, if it was like, oh, there's no problem with supply and demand, you know, no problem with supplying the consoles, I don't think it'd be a problem at all. I think they could surpass it, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
And that sounds ridiculous. I'm not sure as any car, I don't know through the history, but I don't know if any console has hit that many in such a short space of time. I know the Switch did really well and stuff like that, but PS4 did well, but I don't think any was hit 7.6 million after, what would it be by the end of March? Would it be like 4 months, 5 months? That's a lot of consoles.
That is a lot.
So I think they could do it. I'm not so sure if they will, though, based on will they get enough out there? That's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Will there be enough consoles to buy, basically?
If this happens, if they do hit this target, is that on target? If they manage to somehow keep longevity across this next generation that's coming up, but is there a chance that it could end up being the most sold console of all time?
That's a difficult one to say. You know,
an early prediction.
I thought at one point the PS4 might have had a chance at that.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, you have to remember that, what was the PS2, 150 odd million? It's like, wow. Like, the PlayStation crazy, 4 man. Is on 100 and, like, I think it's nearly on 115 million or something.
Mm-hmm.
But let's be honest, how many more PS4s are going to sell? What, another maybe 5, 10 million at most?
If that.
Probably if that, you know. So it's going to be like, it might end up around 120 odd million. So it's like, you know, that did really well. And it was still 30 million shy of PS2. So.
Mate, I remember back in the day, everyone had a PS2.
Yeah.
Just everyone.
I've got to be honest, I don't know if you agree. I think if the PS5 can hit 100 million, I think Sony will be satisfied with that. Because they think, wow, like, you know, that's another great generation.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, because you just never know, do you? Because will PS5 have this? If PS5 has the strength the PS4 did software-wise, I think there's a really good chance.
keeps it in the games on the park.
They could match or surpass PS4. It's going to be tough. PS4 did do well for a long time. It depends on the longevity. It depends on a lot of factors. Well, if Xbox, you know, improves, that might slow down PS5's
mm-hmm.
pace. But no, I mean, I if you ask me right now, I find it very hard to see how the PS5 won't sell a lot of units. You know,
it definitely feels like it's going to do really well. I mean, like, these numbers that are already coming out early on suggest that. Like you said, depends on longevity and some other factors, as well as, like, first-party titles. But I think they could sell more than the PS4, but hitting the all-time, that is going to be very difficult.
It depends on the games, I think.
It would, yeah.
Because look how many PS4s sold when God of War came out. You know, look how many PS4s sold when Horizon came out, and Spider-Man, you know. If you remember all them bundles where it was, like, the Spider-Man console, it all helped, didn't it, to increase the sales?
It did.
So, just depends to me, I think.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how that all plays out. Mm. But obviously, we had some news as well this past week, a game that we won't be playing on PS5 at launch anyway, unfortunately, is Cyberpunk 2077. Mm. We did put out a little video about that. If you want to see our initial reactions, check that out. It's on the channel. But yeah, what are your thoughts now that you've had a few days to let it, you know, digest, I guess?
Yeah, I think it's one of them that, obviously, at the time, obviously, I think we were both a little bit good, weren't we? I think we were both, it would have been nice to play it. You know, I don't know about you, I would have been tempted to play it as my first game, possibly.
The temptation would have been there, yeah. You know, I don't know what I'd have done.
Because there's always that thing with a new console, it's like, oh, what's my first game going to be? It's like a kind of exciting moment, isn't it? Like, oh, it's the first game I'm going to play on the console.
I think first one on Xbox One was Rise, Son of Rome.
Yeah, I can't remember what mine was. It might have been Rise, or it could have been like Battlefield 4 or something like that.
I remember trying Battlefield 4, but we couldn't get in a game.
Yeah, I remember that as well.
What a mess.
Dead Rising, I think. Dead Rising 3.
Yeah, we played that together
as well. Maybe that was one of the first games. But yeah, I feel like this time it's going to be a bit better than that. I didn't mind Dead Rising 3, but Rise was okay.
I didn't like Rise.
But I feel like, you know, with Miles Morales and Assassin's Creed and stuff like that. But anyway, going off track a bit. But yeah, Cyberpunk would have been a contender. Now that I've had time to think about it, I actually don't mind as much now. Because I'm thinking, well, I'm going to be playing Assassin's Creed and Miles Morales 100% as my first two games. The console comes out on the 19th. I mean, it's going to take a week or two to play and finish them games at least, isn't it? So
true.
Cyberpunk comes out on the 10th. It might be perfect timing.
Well, it should match up pretty nicely.
Yeah. You know, for that to be the third or fourth game, whatever it is, to play on the console. So yeah, I don't mind as much. It's still a little bit disappointing, I think, more so for a lot of people that maybe took time off work. Or
I've seen a lot of people reply and saying they took time off work, and that is very disappointing if you are one of those people.
Yeah, I mean, I do agree, because, you know, how many times now have they changed the, you know, delayed it and changed the date, and people have had to reschedule, and then they came out with tweets saying like, no chance of getting delayed now.
Well, didn't you?
That was
you
like
told
a
me
day
after,
ago. A
you
day
told
before.
Me after the after we finished recording that video that a tweet came out from a person asking Cyberpunk and CD Projekt Red, "Am I all right to book these days off? There's no more change." Like a day before, and they went, "Yeah, book them off."
Yeah, no worries, book them off. Yeah, and then it's like, then they replied. I think they replied to that tweet with a little eyes emoji or something, or it's like. And a sad face. It's like, I just wouldn't have replied at all. I don't know if that was the right thing to do. Because if I was that person, I'd be fuming with that. I would. You know, I mean.
The PR damage control was in full flow, that's for sure, for the last couple of days.
Absolutely.
I would have been annoyed as well if I took time off, but I haven't. Yeah.
No, same.
So I'm kind of, I am in the same boat as you, to be honest. I see it as a disappointment, but it's one I can live with. There's plenty of games to play in the meantime, so that's fine. And then hopefully by the time I finish them, like you said, that should time pretty nicely.
I was just going to say this. Do you remember that game Bugsnacks that was...
It's free now.
It's free, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, I'm going to give it a go.
Yeah, I was really going to download it.
But for free, I actually quite like the fact that they're giving away a game like that for free at launch. That's cool, isn't it? Because it's like, at the end of the day, like, no, they're not going to be giving... They're never going to give away, like, Miles Morales, are they? On PS Plus or something, so...
No.
It's nice to have, like, a smaller game that, you might not like it, but, you know, it's worth trying out.
Hey, Four Guys was great.
Yeah. Glad no, exactly. I mean, that's... And you think back to, like, Rocket League. That was originally on PS Plus. What a great PS Plus game that was.
Yeah. When it came out. Rocket League, such a good game.
on Fall Guys, you know, they're probably two of the best, to be honest with you. So, you know, I don't think Bugsnax is going to be a Game of the Year contender, but, you know, I'll give it a go.
Hey, to be fair, not every game has to be.
No.
A game just has to be enjoyable. Yeah, a game just has to be enjoyable and give you the chance to escape. Bit of escapism. Yeah.
And the game seems like it's really trying to be like a meme, the game, doesn't it?
Mm.
So, like, we'll see how that works out. But I think it's smart Sony giving this game away for free, because I think it's the sort of game, to be honest with you, that might have struggled. And obviously now they're going to get some money from Sony. So
they are. They're going to get money. And the more people that play it, hopefully some good word of mouth.
Yeah.
But yeah, be interesting anyway to see how everything plays out. And like we said with Cyberpunk, you know, it is disappointing, but we're okay to wait. Let's just hope there's not another delay. Might change my mind then.
Yeah.
Right, let's move on to our last topic of the day, and that is Xbox related. And Xbox has tested Series X and S backwards compatibility for 500,000 plus hours.
That is a long time.
I don't know if I could be bothered with that. The article says that Microsoft confirms that every game playable on the Xbox One from the original Xbox, Xbox 360, and the One itself will also work on its next-gen consoles, the Xbox Series X and S, at launch, except for Kinect games only. They won't. That's a shame.
No.
Don't think anyone's said disappointed no one. By that. Yeah.
I think that you can't, you know, I'm glad that Kinect's just
buried.
Let's just
Kinect.
Abandon Kinect and never talk about Kinect ever again, because, you know, this is a bit of a tangent, but let's be honest, Kinect ruined the Xbox in a way, didn't it? It did. I mean, a lot of Xbox's problems stem back from that first. Do you remember the first Kinect on the 360? Mm-hmm.
I got that.
Yeah, and that was the turning point when they stopped making proper games for a while.
Yeah, that was.
And like,
crap.
There was that horrible Fable game that was on.
Oh, was it Fable Heroes?
Yeah, I don't know if it was Fable Heroes or Fable something or other, but it, you know,
Legends
like,
or something,
something like that. I don't know, but it was. And then there was just, to be fair, I remember Kinect Sports being decent, but apart from that, the rest of them were terrible. There was like that Disneyland game, and it's like,
Kinect Sport was a laugh with the family,
Kinect
but that
Sports
was about
was
it.
Fun.
Yeah,
Kinect Sports was fun, but
wasn't going to play it on my own.
No, but and then you remember it was bundled with Xbox One, so
I've still got that.
I know, but I'm just so glad you won't be able to use it. I don't think you can use it with the Xbox. I might be wrong on this, so no one quote me. I'm not 100% sure you can even use it, can you, on the Series X or Series S? I don't know if you can. So
I don't know, but I...
Let's hope you can't, because...
I got a lot of use out of it, actually, as a voice control remote, essentially.
You still use it now and again, don't you?
Well, yeah, only to say, like, Xbox on, Xbox off. Well,
let's hope you can't do that anymore, because it should be in the bin, hopefully.
Well, I think it is dead. But yeah, let's... what do you think then? That's good news.
I mean, well, it's funny you say about, like, I couldn't be bothered, but I'm assuming it was more than just one person. Can you imagine just one guy for 500,000 hours?
Yeah, mate, I couldn't be bothered being on that team, though.
Oh, no, like, doing the tests would be... Yeah, that wouldn't be a fun job at all.
No. Like,
I'm assuming it was quite a few people. I'm assuming they had a dozen.
Yeah, they'd have had a decently sizable
team. Literally going through some of the horrible games you'd have to play, because it's like, yeah, people go, oh, you could get to play like good, yeah, but you'd have to play some horrendous games again, literally terrible, like the worst games on the store.
What sticks out?
I mean,
you've played some awful games in your time.
I probably have played. Oh, mate,
Hellwalkers.
I'm just trying to think, you know, some of the yeah, exactly, games like that, but like there's probably worse. Imagine playing some of them like mobile type games. Well, they're just like awful mobile ports that they bring across because they're cheap.
What about Viva Pinata?
I mean, that'd be good. I'd love to play that.
Oh, is that a good game?
Viva Pinata's great. I know it's like kiddie, but to be fair, the fundamentals of that game are actually good.
Oh,
it's like a really good
game. There you go.
You might not agree, but...
back in the day when you were chasing GamerScore.
Yeah, I loved it, mate. Viva Pinata. It was fun, though. It was actually a really good game. I actually really enjoyed it, but... yeah, I'm just trying to think. Yeah, that's it. Because I remember there's going to be some. Obviously, they'll be testing the 360 games as well, won't they?
They will.
And the original Xbox games as well. The original Xbox games. So there's got to be some stinkers they've had to go through there.
Yeah, there would be a load.
I mean,
if you're playing over 500,000 hours worth.
I mean, they say, though, don't they? Pretty much, you know, it's great because every single game apart from the Kinect games, which is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and what's great about what the Series X and S are doing is every single game is enhanced.
Yeah,
pretty much naturally just through the console. And to be fair, I think see, this is where I get a bit confused, because will that be the same with Sony? Now, we know I think, do you remember there was like that list of like 10 games that weren't compatible or something?
Yeah, I see.
And
that.
To be fair, none of them were big games really, were they? They were kind of a lot of them were small games.
How far does Sony's backwards compat go?
Well, this is what I was going to say. I mean, well, it only goes to PS4. So no PS3, no PS2, no PS1, which a lot of people were surprised about. Not surprised, but obviously a little bit upset about. But I wasn't that surprised because...
Mate, I'd love to stick in the Metal Gear Solid 1. I've still got that.
Yeah, that's, I mean...
But it's not going
to
be.
Yeah, obviously that's not going to happen. But it is good to see, obviously, the PS4 games are all going to play mainly. Mm-hmm. You know, apart from 10, which I don't think many people are bothered about. There's not many great games in there anyway in that 10. So the only thing I would say is, though, I don't know if it's going to have the same enhancements, some of the games, as the Xbox One does, because we haven't really heard from Sony about what their plans is for enhancements.
Mm-hmm.
We've heard, like, I think we saw God of War is getting enhancements, isn't it? Yeah. And Spider-Man, obviously. Mm-hmm. Spider-Man PS4 is getting a remaster and enhancements as well on the original one.
It is.
And a few of the... I think most of their Most of their first-party games, like The Last of Us 2, will have some sort of enhancements. You know, a better frame rate, better resolution. I'm just hoping a lot of the third-party games have that as well, because it's not quite the same for you, but I have a lot of PS4 games, just looking at my shelf, that I kind of want to test out. You know, just putting them in and see if they run better and stuff. That's one of the first things.
Mate,
I might
get you on the Sony side of testers. You'll do 500,000 hours.
That's what I'll be doing. I'll be like a tester because I'll be putting a lot of these games in on the PS5 because I want to just see like how much better they run and how much better they look. Because it's like, let's be honest, that's an enticing thing, isn't it?
It is
for me. You know, to be able to play a game that you love or adore on the PS4 again. Like, I don't know. For example, God of War. Like playing that again and it looking and running better.
As if you've picked God of War. We put it on our most overrated list.
Okay, Horizon Zero Dawn, then. There you go. I'm just saying, like, you know, if you play Horizon Zero Dawn again, because I sometimes think, yeah, I'll play Horizon again, because it's a great game, but, and I've got the DLC to do, so it's like, if I can play that game again, and it's, the frame rate's better, and it looks better, then it's a win, isn't it? It's like, oh.
It's a win-win.
That's fantastic, so.
Well, I must admit, with the Xbox side of things, though, I am really glad to hear this, because with the S, obviously, there's some games back that I've still got in my library that, if the S is going to enhance, even better, but just going back and playing, like, Knights of the Old Republic.
Fable games?
Fables, or even the old GTAs. Mm. I mean, some of them hold a special place in my heart.
They'll run and look a bit better.
Yeah, so I can't complain with that.
Because let's be honest, some of them old games don't run well, do they? They don't run well at all.
Like, yeah, but I mean, you know, it was the time they were made.
But I'm thinking like Fallout 3, oh my God, it runs horrendously. Like the frame rate is so bad on games like that. And if they can enhance games like that to 60 frames per second or whatever, that'd be amazing.
Yeah.
It'd feel like a different game almost.
So, nice, it would. Well, you're getting a different game and experience.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So that's one feature, I don't know about you, I like that feature, the enhancements to old games. I just think it's a cool feature.
Yeah, it's definitely a good feature to have. I like backwards compat in general. I'm surprised it's taken us this long, really, to get them to just go for it from launch. Why wouldn't you?
Xbox obviously started, didn't they, back in like, what was it, 2015 or something, when they announced backwards compatibility?
Yeah.
But back in the day,
your PS2 could play a PS1 game.
Yeah. No, I know, and I just think it's the way maybe the consoles were made and stuff like that. Obviously, the PS3 had weird architecture, didn't it? That a lot of developers struggled to develop for the PS3.
Right.
That was one of its problems. So it was struggled with like things like that. And that's actually why they can't get PS3 games running on PS5, because the architecture is so different to what we're using now with these consoles. Whereas the PS4 to PS5 and Xbox One to Series X, it's very similar architecture.
Right.
Basically like PC architecture.
Okay.
They're basically PCs, aren't they? These consoles now.
They essentially are
PCs. They're pretty much like high-end PCs, I guess, now, or mid-range PCs. So
probably more mid, I would guess.
Mid not to really. High, I'd say now. They're not the highest, but they are
definitely
like
not the highest.
Up there. Yeah. So these new ones will be anyway. So I just think it's cool, and you know, fair play to all them testers.
Yeah.
Xbox, and I assume PlayStation side as well, because I assume they're all about to test. They'll have had to test as well, because, you know, if every game apart from 10 work, then that means they've tested them and they're the 10 that don't work. So
true.
And I think, to be fair as well, I did see even with those 10 games, they are planning on, the developers are planning on doing something about it, which is cool.
Yeah, that is good.
You know, because I'm sure them developers were like, they'd have been like gutted really for their games not to be able to be played. So it's good that some of them are looking and going, yeah, well, we'll try and sort it out.
Ultimately, I just want options. Like, yeah, give me exactly. backwards compat. So if I do want to go back and have nostalgic, you know, evenings or whatever, then I can actually just play my old games, my old favorites, and get a different gaming experience out of them.
Win-win. Well, this is, yeah, definitely. And this is, I guess this is more of the geeky side of it as well. But I kind of like the, you know, on some games how you can choose between like performance mode or fidelity mode. I love that because it's like that. Basically, you can kind of, well, what sort of game are you? Do you prefer like how the game looks, or do you prefer how the game runs? And I guess it depends game on game. But for a game like COD, for example, you choose the performance mode, wouldn't you? Every time, surely.
Well,
you know, because if you, yeah, exactly. Like because you're thinking like you want to be able to move quicker and the game not lag as much. So
and gain every little bit of advantage you could. You can.
Yeah, but then for maybe like a single player game, like I don't know. I'm trying to think of something like. I don't know, like Spider-Man, maybe you'll go, oh, well, I don't mind too much the threat. Maybe I'll go for the graphics mode or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I just like options like that.
Personally. Yeah. The more cool. options we have as gamers and the gaming community has in as a whole, the better.
Mate, it's making me excited just thinking about it. Yeah, I just want to play. Where are we on now? Yeah, we're like...
3 weeks away?
I think we're 3 weeks away from the PS5 and even less for the Series S, so...
I'm still disappointed with that. How is the PS5 not global launch? Oh,
so annoying.
And the Xbox one is.
We should be playing it on the 12th and it's the 19th for us.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's only... the only good thing is we will have the S to tide us over for a week, so
true.
It's not the end of the world.
Yeah.
You know. I look forward to playing some of them Game Pass games. So.
Oh, mate, I just can't wait to have my load times increased by
God knows
how much quicker it will be than my original Xbox One.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I've been looking at some of the videos, you know, where people...
Yeah,
they play on the Xbox original, Xbox One X, and the Series X, and some of the load time differences are insane.
They are.
I think I remember quickly just one. I think it was Monster Hunter World or something. Like, what the difference was ridiculous. It was like almost a minute and a half on the original Xbox. And then it was like a minute on Xbox One X, and it was like 15 seconds on Series S. It's like
crazy.
This is what we want.
Yeah,
just get into a game quickly.
How quick is the? PS5 SSD compared to the Xbox. Is it meant to be quicker?
It is meant to be quicker. But we haven't seen them do tests like the Xbox have, so we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm assuming it'll be very similar times. Maybe even slightly quicker, but...
Yeah.
They're both quick. So.
Yeah.
I mean, well, we know, don't we? Just quickly, we know that Spider-Man, the remaster, literally loads instantly. There's no loading.
Yep.
Which is insane. And you can actually choose to turn on the subway rides, the loading.
Really?
Because people loved it, didn't they?
They were quite quirky, but if I don't need
it... I won't be turning it on.
Yeah, I won't be turning it on. If I don't need it, I'm not using it.
In the game instantly.
Yeah.
That's awesome, so...
Yeah, that is good. It's also a good place to leave it for this week's episode. We're both really excited. And are you? I'm sure you are if you're listening. Let us know in the comments below anyway on the topics we've covered today and what you think. And if you are watching us on YouTube, please like, subscribe, and pass on the channel to your friends. Help the channel to grow because we really appreciate that. And if you are listening on any audio platforms, again, please leave us a nice review and also pass on the pod. And if you want to follow the podcast on social media, you can do on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. At CheckReachPod. We're also going to be creating a Discord channel as well, so if you want to come in there and join our community, we'll put a link in the description below. We'll be playing some games, getting people involved if they're interested, so definitely check that one out. And you can follow me and Sud on social media. Where can people find you, mate?
So it's on Twitter at David10Spud, and of course I'll be in the Discord as well.
You will. So. Look out for Spud. And you can follow me on social media on Twitter and Instagram at Leld, L-E-L-3-D's, add in line the M for Instagram. But thanks for joining me as ever, mate. And we'll be back next week to discuss some more gaming news. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.